I like that you can tell that it's just slowed down.
It's not. I pitch shifted it and auto-tuned it. And oh, no, I mean, sorry, I recorded it on my trombone.
It sounds like you shot the trombone player while he was in the middle of it, and his last breath is going
That's
down.
It. He was very dedicated to doing our Podmas jingle.
He is. Welcome back to Podmas, episode something. This is the Last Chance Awards, the awards that we give out every year for the games that we have played or have not played on the podcast.
Hooray.
Wow.
Yeah. Most of the categories, which I'll read through real quick, we have, and this goes for only games that we have played, we have innovation, most stunning, best voice casting, most emotional, best story, best soundtrack, best looking, I'm never doing that again, the worst, which is determined by the score sheet, and the best, which is also determined by the score sheet. And then for personal, we have personals for best and worst as well for games that we played this year.
Cool bees.
Great.
Hooray.
All right, Slade, take it away. Where are we going? We're going to start. Jeff Keighley.
I don't compare me to that monster.
He's not a monster. He's just a guy.
He's a monster.
Why is he a monster? Give me reasons right now.
Look at his face. Those dead fish eyes being held up by the game's media.
Why does that sound like a cartoon The Onion would put out? All right,
Slade's let's start with. Views let's... do not represent those of the Game Club Pod. Please don't sue me, Jeff Keighley.
All right, so we are going to start with the. I want to start with our best and worst determined by the score sheet, or let's start with innovation and get straight into like a discussion of things we've played.
Well, if the audience have listened to our podcast over the last year, they'll know that best and worst has already been determined.
Hooray!
So, let's, here, I'll do the worst thing we played this year, and then when we get through all the categories, I'll tell you the best.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
The worst game determined by the Game Club Pod. Hunt Down the Freeman.
Understandable.
Womp womp.
If you were surprised by that, let us know.
Recency bias made me think that it might be Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
No.
We all universally hated Hunt Down the Freeman more. Freeman. Yes. I personally hated Five Nights at Freddy's more, but average scores and all that.
Yes. But guys, what's the worst thing you played this year? Joey?
The worst thing I played this year? I think it's Hunt Down the Freeman. Would you believe it?
Wow.
It was awful from start to finish.
Hunt Down the Freeman.
It felt like someone had thrown a game at the wall and tried to revive and sell its mangled body.
Tim, what about you? Worst thing you've played this year?
Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. If you'd like to know why, listen to my 20-minute spiel in that episode.
The spiel.
The spiel.
Spiel.
And
Slade, what about you?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked. It's Pizza Tower.
Oh.
More than Hunt Down the Freeman.
Yeah. I think Hunt Down the Freeman is more competent than Pizza Tower. Fight me.
All right.
Wow. Stunned but into now, silence.
Now, the actual arguing can begin. Let's start with innovation in gameplay.
Well,
and
before we do that, can I make a quick suggestion?
Yes.
Can we just rattle through the games that we have played this year?
Yeah,
I can, or do you want to?
I mean, I've got the list here.
If you got the list with everything, please go ahead.
This isn't necessarily in order. This is just how I have it written down in Notion. We have Valorant, Half-Life 2, Dead Space 2008, Pokemon Snap for the N64, Neon White, Signalis, Yakuza 0, Half-Life 2, Episodes 1 and 2, Hotline Miami, Pizza Tower, Spec Ops The Line, Hunt Down the Freeman, Papers, Please, Journey, Halo Combat Evolved, Bioshock, Amnesia the Bunker, The Yorg, Call of Duty World at War, Little Nightmares, Minecraft Dungeons, Fallout 3, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, Battle Block Theater, and Tears of the Kingdom.
That's Tears of the Kingdom out yet?
Yes, this is coming out on New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah, of course. Cool.
Is it? It's part of Podmas.
Yeah. What is the last chance?
Yeah, it's the last thing to come out.
Alright, so let's talk about an innovation of gameplay as the first award. The first one I would like to nominate to it is Neon White, the combination of speedrunning FPS with the leaderboard. Really enjoyed it. Really appreciated it. I don't really think of too many other things that are quite like it.
I've already goofed. I misunderstood innovation as accessibility, and I was going to give it to Minecraft Dungeons.
We don't do accessibility here.
I'm quickly looking through now.
Joey, why don't you tell us while Tim figures this out?
Well, mine would have been neon white, but it's not, and I'll tell you why, Slade.
Okay.
Tim gifted me a game recently called Ultra Kill. That actually isn't that dissimilar from Neon White, and the movement and the weapons, and I think it does it better,
okay,
honestly, and it came out 2 years previously, so out of the games we played, I'd say Neon White, but when we come back to it, it wouldn't be my personal one.
All right, so two votes for Neon White, Tim?
Yeah, Neon White, sure, why not?
All right, Neon White gets.
It's already been decided.
Yep, innovation for this year of what we played, Neon White. Congratulations, Neon White.
So wait, are we doing a personal one as well on each of these?
No.
Or?
No.
Oh. All right.
Did no, Tim misunderstand just, the last chance
again,
awards for the
let me,
second year in a row?
Let me just quickly delete some.
You know, we went over it too. And
I know, I'm fucking with you. I deleted something off the games we played this year.
I just really want to say, Slade, I understood it this year because I didn't want you to be mad like you were through the whole of it last year. Tim obviously didn't feel the same way.
No, yeah. I'm fucking around. You can see my notes.
Most stunning game that we've played this year. Tim, what you got?
Journey. I thought it was really pretty. I thought the story was cool. I thought it was a neat little arty indie game. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Joey, what you think?
Five Nights at Freddy's Journey wins it for me. Journey wins it for me.
Journey wins it for me as well. Dang, I don't think we've ever agreed so much on games that we've played right out the gate.
I mean, in all fairness, for innovation for me was a very much sure why not.
Alrighty, third category, best voice casting.
Slade, what have you got?
I put down BioShock, to be honest with you.
Joey's grimacing.
I don't know if Slade's going to like this. I put down Battle Block Theater. I thought the narration in Battle Block Theater was top tier, and I know you hated every second of it, but I just thought it was good, and it made me genuinely laugh out loud, and it fit the game. Yeah, Battle Block Theater wins it for me.
I put down Hunt Down the Freeman, specifically Keemstar as the president.
Fuck's sake.
But joking at that, I've got Hunt Down the Freeman / Amnesia the Bunker.
Amnesia the Bunker, really?
I thought the voice performance in Amnesia the Bunker was absolutely exemplary. I thought they did an amazing job.
Okay. I think it's all right.
Who wants
to
cave?
I just go back to listening to Atlas in, you know, in your ears, and the voice casting is such an important part of the whole gameplay overall. But I guess you could also argue for Amnesia as well.
If I'm going to cave, though, considering I've put Hunt Down the Freeman as one of my things, I'm going to have to go with Battle Block purely for Will Stamper's performance in the cutscenes.
What a guy he is. Right.
So we're going to
great save. Guy.
So that means mine of BioShock loses. So that means
Battle Block Theater.
Battle Block Theater.
Most emotional. Wow.
Most emotional.
So emotional.
Call me My Chemical Romance and put that black eyeliner on, because my for most emotional is going to be Spec Ops The Line.
I mean, can it go to anything else, really?
Yes.
Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
Anger is an emotion.
It's going to be mine in a minute.
No, I've put Papers, Please.
I understand, but I don't think I would agree.
Okay. All right.
Spec Ops, The Line, because there's a line and you spec'd it.
What would you do if Walker, the main character you play as, hit a fat dab in the Abu Dhabi desert?
The Abu Dhabi desert.
Hey, kids. He comes up to you. Hey, kids, you want to commit war crimes?
That noise was Slade dabbing on the microphone. So I don't like that we have become a podcast that dabs now. It's just not okay.
All right. So most emotional's going to Spec Ops The Line. Best story. We play mostly story games. Yeah. Joey, why don't you start us off?
Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
And Pokemon Snap, actually. No, Dead Space wins it for me. Dead Space story was excellent.
Tim, what do you think? Oh, I was going to go to you.
After you.
Oh, Spec Ops: The Line. I voted for it twice on this. I really like the story of it. We talked about it, that I don't think the gameplay is good at all, but the story is what you're really there for.
I think I know what Tim's going to vote for.
What do you think I'm going to vote for?
Yakuza 0.
Damn right I am. Yakuza 0, baby.
I forgot we played Yakuza this year.
I would... I think Yakuza's a good story. There's a lot in there, Tim.
There is, but it's full of twists and turns.
Pegged in cinemas. That's
exactly. That's your own story.
The thing is, I don't remember anything of the story in Yakuza other than Tim telling us he got pegged in a cinema.
I don't remember anything of Yakuza, to be honest.
Oh, no, I love it. Penn and I are doing Yakuza nights at the minute where we go and fuck up some people who owe us money.
And then you play video games.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're playing through the Yakuza series like each Monday night.
Aw, so awesome.
Joey, what was yours?
Dead Space. I'm happy to defer again to Spec Ops: The Line.
That's fine. I was going to defer to Dead Space. But I also forgot we played it this year, so that's a lot as well.
Spend days.
I have downloaded the remake, by the way. It's on Game Pass.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Next category, best soundtrack. Tim.
Yakuza 0.
Can I be controversial here?
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's just for the intro.
The intro
banger.
It's a belter, the intro, but the rest of it is a bit...
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't go Pizza Tower, Tim.
I love the Pizza
Every
Tower
Every now and
soundtrack.
Then I still find myself going, na 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 na.
But no, it's Yakuza 0. It's all 80s all the time.
Ooh, Hotline Miami had a really good soundtrack.
That's a good soundtrack.
I'm still going with Five Nights at Freddy's. One for the funnies and two for the intro. Slade, what are you going for?
Neon White, actually. I've ordered the vinyl record for the soundtrack. I Quite Love It a Lot by Machine Girl. It's great.
Quite Love It a Lot.
There's a lot of levels of emotion in that sentence.
He escalated. Who's willing to budge, though?
I had to bring myself down after hearing the words Pizza Tower.
Can I really throw a cat amongst the pigeons?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not willing to budge.
Me either.
I'm not. But you know what? I'll go to FNAF, to be honest with you.
Yes!
Anything to keep Pizza Tower out.
Winner. Well, he voted for Yakuza.
I voted for Yakuza 0.
Yeah.
Winner. Five Nights at Freddy's at dinner time. Pizza for dinner. Fucking rude.
There you go.
There we go. All right, next category is best looking game.
If Little Nightmares doesn't win it, this is a fix.
Mine is going to be for Neon White. I love the aesthetic. I love the style of it. I honestly think it's the best thing I've played all year. Spoiler.
I think it's Little Nightmares.
Hey, there we go.
It is incredible.
Well, I'm glad I could do something right.
I'm never doing that again, awards late. I wonder where this is going.
Yeah, I know.
On an episode that you weren't even on, I imagine.
I wasn't. It, fucking Pizza Tower.
I would quite happily and have happily gone back to Pizza Tower. I love it.
My vote goes for a game that we didn't even finish talking about on the pod, Pokemon Snap 64.
Mine goes to Five Nights at Freddy's.
You know what? I'm gonna go to Joey. Pokemon Snap 64.
Pokemon Snap 64. What a flaming pile of dog shit that was.
Nintendo 60 forget about it.
Josh? Pokemon Snap N64 was like a paper bag on fire that's full of dog poo. It's bad to look at, then you stamp on it to put it out and you realise that you've got shit everywhere.
But you can throw apples at animals.
Yeah, you can't do that in Yakuza, can you, Tim?
There you go.
I think the watching Tim correct himself real quick on the webcam.
See it on our TikTok later.
last thing, is everybody ready? The best game that we played all year, according to the score sheet.
There's a drum roll.
It's Half-Life 2.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Why?
Because it wasn't the best thing we played all year.
According to the score sheet, it is.
According to averages, it is.
No, according to averages, it is. However, yeah, it's not the best thing we played.
You guys are forgetting about Hunt Down the Freeman already.
You are forgetting about... I think Neon White was better than Half-Life.
Yep. All right, last thing. And the best game you played all year, Tim?
Yakuza 0, followed very closely by Like a Dragon Ishin.
Those were words. Joey?
Maybe Lies of P. Maybe Spider-Man Remastered. Maybe a new one for recency bias. I'm really enjoying how funny Lethal Company is.
Lethal Company is very funny.
It is very funny.
Slade, how about you?
Neon White. It's the best thing I've played all year. It's pushing out my love of Half-Life 2 a bit just because of the cathartic fun that it is.
Do you think our scoring system is flawed?
What do you mean?
What I want to do... Right, I'm going to move my webcam for this so you can see this plain white
Tim,
wall.
Tim, put your penis away.
Sorry. This big white wall. You know the old Top Gear wall of like Fast Times they had? I would love to have something like that for game scores.
Then do it.
But so, the reason I ask if our scoring system is flawed... Do we all agree that Neon White was more enjoyable than Half-Life 2?
Yes.
What did we all give it, then? I don't think that exists on the score sheet anymore, though.
No, our averages aren't on those. So Half-Life 2 has an 8.3 and Neon White has an 8.
See, for me, the thing that let Neon White down was the story. The gameplay is incredibly cathartic.
I think that's what it was for both y'all, that y'all didn't like the story of it. But I think y'all liked it for Half-Life.
But
except for Half-Life episode 1 and 2.
If we all enjoyed Neon White more than Half-Life 2, why does it have a better score? Because our podcast is flawed. I think I'm going to delete the whole podcast, guys. That's it.
You nearly did once.
I nearly did. Boomer Joey strikes again.
He's deleted the sheet. He's deleted this podcast. We lost
this.
The Twitter and Instagram login at one point.
We did, yeah, that's true.
It's true. We did.
And actually, I've lost all of our jingles at some point as well, so... wah-wah.
Wah-wah. Thanks, guys. Thank you all for listening to the Last Chance Awards.
Oh, can we bring back one thing for the Last Chance Awards? I don't know if we did last year. We definitely did in the first.
Sure.
Podcasts. Our favourite podcasts of the year. Yeah. And if you want to do specific episodes, we can do that too.
Okay.
Let me have a look at my Spotify podcasts, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
All right.
So I'm gonna throw a couple of nominations to Talking Smack and Casting Views as our buddies. I really, really, really enjoyed both of them this year. I only started listening to Casting Views this year, but it's made it onto my top 5 Netflix ones. Netflix? Spotify Wrapped is what I mean.
All right,
so you go, because I've got a few here.
I have a lot of friends in the podcasting community. You can always listen to them on Between Two Pods. But Casting Views is a great shout. Gaming and Collecting. Talk of My Work Life. Fantastic. That's my favorite third of the day listen, to be honest with you. It used to be slightly something else before the escapists decided to commit Sudoku. Now the new version of that podcast is called Windbreaker. It's very good with Marty Sleavy, Yahtzee Kershaw. Love that podcast. That's it's not gaming related, but Chris Hansen, the To Catch a Predator guy, he does a podcast about the predators that he's caught.
Oh, wow.
And it's really good.
I'd also like to add Just Football on there. I didn't think we were just doing podcasts that we like. I thought it was like
the creme
de la creme. But yeah, no. So I think Casting Views, Talking Smack, and Just Football.
For me, the Cox and Crendor Show. always a good one for me. Hat Chat, really like those guys. Luke and Pete, of course, got into them this year. Triple KO, we got the Chocolates. Film Reroll's always really fun. Slade, you'd probably like Film Reroll if you watch movies.
I don't watch movies, what do you mean?
Well, there you go, that's what I'm saying, if you watch movies. The whole thing is they have a film that they look at for inspiration each week and then turn that into a D&D campaign for however long it goes on.
Right.
It's very fun. Obviously, you know, our usual gang, a wagon of lads, you know, the lad wagon, the Honey Roast Ham Wank Express, with their own cabooses. We've got Talking Smack, Casting Views, Just Football, Fuck My Work Life is always good.
Chatsunami, Nerdstalgic,
yeah. All great stuff.
All the people that we killed off in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, all of them are fucking great people.
Yeah.
They were, but now they're dead because of The Hunger Games. Yeah.
Don't expect any new episodes from any of them because Slade killed them. Nice. Slade, do you want to play the music to close off the final Last Chance Awards? Or the Last Chance, not the final one.
Jesus Christ, we'll that's ominous.
Do you want to play the Pomus Jingle to round off this year's awards?
Let's do it.
Great, we'll see you in a few days for the next Pomus. Uh-huh.